Hello?
Hello?
My name is Sam. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. May I speak with Cameron?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, great. First of all, Cameron, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Now tell me, generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track? What's your opinion?
I think it's a little mishmash, because some things that are going on, I think, are heading in the right direction. Obviously, there's issues in the community that I feel are being unaddressed, and or people are talking about addressing them in the completely wrong way, or are being addressed in the wrong way.
All right. Thanks for sharing that. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of South River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Levine area is again?
I think it's a clear definition.
Okay, great. Now, in what year were you born, just for statistical purposes?
2004.
All right, thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander?
White.
White. Okay, thank you. General or overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
Just there, I suppose.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale to 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and a 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it would improve the quality of life in Levine, based on your opinion. So this is the first one. Better public transportation options from 1 to 5. How much do you think this will improve the quality of life?
I think like a good 4.
4. All right. Next one is more dining and entertainment options from 1 to 5.
I think a 3.
3. All right. More affordable housing options to rent or buy.
A 5.
Thank you. More good paying jobs.
A 5.
All right. More stops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses.
A 3.
More parks and recreational opportunities.
A 4.
Better street and road maintenance.
A 3.
All right. Thank you so much. Let me move on to the next. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retire, a student, or a homemaker?
A student.
Student. All right. Thank you. Now, and would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people with work in trade, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
I think there's the right amount, obviously, a lot more people live here than there are jobs here, which I think creates a bit of an issue.
All right. Thanks for sharing that. Now, thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levin?
I know, as far as I know, there are any office buildings or any kind of employment place like that near here.
All right.
So I think there's not enough.
Not enough. All right. So you will say too few then, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Now, thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of businesses in Levin. Now, if you say yes, you can tell me yes strongly or yes somewhat if you like. It's not a lot for you, or simply no, right? So,
yes what?
Yes, you can tell me yes strongly if you agree a lot that there should be more stores or businesses like that one. Or you can tell me yes somewhat, like yes, but not 100%. Or simply no, that means that you don't want to have more of those businesses in Levin, okay? All right, so would you like to see more grocery stores and supermarkets in Levin?
Yes, strongly.
All right, what about dollar stores and discount chains?
The first, yes.
All right. Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues?
The first, yes.
All right, that would be yes strongly?
The other one. I forgot what it was. But.
Okay, somewhat. Okay. Doctor's offices and hospitals?
Yes strongly. Although I think they're building a medical complex on the other side of the 202.
Okay. What about home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
I know.
All right. Thank you so much. Now, in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you like most like to see more in Levin? I'm sorry.
Honestly, the biggest thing for me is just a Winco around here. And there's nothing else I feel that strongly about.
Okay.
And I guess more like something like Lala's, you know, like some kind of like Asian or like more like ethnic market, I guess the word is.
Okay. Let me get that. I'm writing that. Just give me one moment. Right. Moving on. Now, switching gears a bit here, how much of a problem is housing affordability? This is to say how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
Well, for me, it's not a problem at all because I'm living under someone else's roof and it's not what I worry about in the house.
Okay.
But I feel like considering the amount of homeless and how it's been increasing, that it's like somewhat of a problem or even more.
Okay. Gotcha. Thank you. Now, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levin? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Same options. Is it very big, fairly big, moderate, slight, or not at all?
I think moderate.
All right. Thank you so much. Let me move on. We're almost there. Thank you for your time. We're almost finishing the survey. Now, still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levin. And again, you can tell me just strongly, just from what, or no, simply. So, would you like to see more single-family detached homes in Levin?
No.
All right. What about townhouses or attached homes?
Yes, somewhat.
All right. What about multifamily housing, like apartments or condominiums?
Yes, wrongly.
All right. And what about housing options for seniors?
Yes, somewhat.
All right. Thank you so much. Now, how long have you lived in Phoenix?
About 5 years now.
Okay. About 5 years. Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Family, and I own the home.
Okay. Good. Now, I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levin. Please tell me whether you favor or oppose each of those ones. And you can tell me either strongly favor or oppose, or somewhat favor or oppose. This is the first one. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings. Do you oppose or favor that, and how much?
How do they propose to change the zoning laws?
Correct. So change the zoning laws, correct.
Yeah, like I want to know the specifics on that.
Yeah, it says like the question says, or the item says, change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings. That's what the law will change for.
Wasn't it like the yes, somewhat yes, strongly, or?
No, it was strongly favor or oppose, or somewhat favor or somewhat oppose.
Strongly favor.
All right. What about chain zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing, like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes? Same up.
Strongly support.
Okay. What about repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
Strongly support.
All right. What about repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
Strongly support.
All right. Change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood?
Support. Is that talk about building stuff like apartments and the other buildings more right. in single-family homes, or like the other way around?
No, it's pretty much having a mix of those in the same neighborhood.
Okay. That I'll strongly support.
All right. And what about chain zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings?
Strongly support.
All right. Thank you so much. Now, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
A high school diploma, or?
Mm-hmm. That's a good one, yes, thank you.
Are you last?
Okay. Yes, that's an option, yes, thank you. Now, what is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. I will give you options here. So less than 25,000, 25 to 50.
I'm not sure on the specifics, but somewhere above 100,000.
Okay, thank you so much. And finally, strictly for verification purpose by my supervisor, can I have just your first name? I got it as Cameron.
Cameron.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time. That actually concludes the survey today. So I really appreciate it. Have a good night.
Thanks. You too. Hold on. Could I ask how you got my the number and information and stuff?
No problem. I can definitely answer you that. Actually, the system just sends this phone numbers randomly, pretty much you are in the database of phone numbers in general in the United States. So pretty much the system just look for the numbers based on the area we're trying to call. That's it.
Okay, so like a phone book type situation? Alright, cool. Thanks. Alright, have a good day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.